Our next article is about a club of intrepid explorers who want to put the danger and excitement back in traveling. From crossing the Himalayas in an auto rickshaw, to traveling from England to Mongolia in a small car with no maps or GPS, they risk their lives in the name of adventure. Who are they? The Adventurists, of course.
Last October, an Englishman attached 100 helium balloons to a camping chair. He then rose to 2,500 metres before cutting free enough balloons to bring himself back down to Earth, still sitting, but 25 kilometres from where he started. Fortunately, the adventurist Tom Morgan survived his journey without injury. In 2008, a Brazilian who tried this died in the process, his body being recovered after he was blown out to sea. Well, to be precise, they only found the lower half of his body. And some balloons. So why did Morgan 38 risk his life? As the founder of a Bristol-based organisation called The Adventurists, danger is Morgan's entire raison d'être. This is his life and death philosophy. The Adventurists exist to save the world from the horrors of modern life, he says. From coffee cups that warn you they're hot, from training courses to use a ladder, from mobile phones that tell you where you are, fuck that. The world needs to get burnt, fall off ladders and get lost. The Adventurists started when Tom Morgan and a friend decided to drive his old Fiat 126 to the most ridiculous place they could think of, Mongolia. We failed to get there, but we had so much fun we swore to try again, he says. I started a website and invited the world to come along. Only six teams thought it was a good idea, but in 2004 we set off and four teams made it. Then it seemed to grow from there. These days, up to 400 teams enter his Mongol Rally each year. It's a journey of between 10,000 and 25,000 kilometres, depending on how badly they get lost. For example, one team took 55 days having crossed 23 countries, 11 time zones, 5 mountain ranges and 3 deserts. There are no rules about the route. The cars have to be small and unsuitable for the task. It's best not to take anything. The best prepared team I met had no maps and just wrote the names of a few cities on their arms in biro. Obviously, they didn't wash either. Other adventurous races include crossing the Himalayas in an auto rickshaw, a 1,600-kilometre rally across the Andes, and the Amazon jungle on 48cc monkey bikes, and an Indian Ocean race in traditional canoes carved out of a mango tree. Your chances of being seriously injured or dying as a result of taking part are high, warns the Adventurist website. Individuals who have taken part in the past have been permanently disfigured, seriously disabled, or lost their life. These are not holidays. You really are putting both your health and life at risk. That's the whole point. Stupid? Certainly. Irresponsible? Of course. But in the process, the Adventurists have raised more than 8 million euros for a rainforest charity called Cool Earth. So maybe they're not that stupid. We must save every rainforest in the world, Morgan says, so future generations have somewhere to get stuck. OK, so maybe they are that stupid after all.